It is really good to have you listening today to the Ministry of Sermon and Song. We rejoice in the opportunity that God has given me to preach His precious Word, and I do hope that you will open your ears and heart and hear the Word of God today. We are in John chapter 11. We have just finished studying the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead performed by the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the greatest miracles that has ever been performed upon this earth, the raising of a man from the dead before the eyes of many, many people 4 days after he had died and his body had already begun to decay. Now today, we begin with verse 47 in John chapter 11, and there we find the reaction to this tremendous miracle that Jesus Christ performed. Look at verse 47. In fact, I shall read several verses. Then gathered the chief priest and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." And one of them, named Caiaphas, the high priest that same year, said unto them, "Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." And thus spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Now there are three major teachings in that passage of Scripture that I want to get across to your heart today. There must be many others, but at least these three I find very, very important. Number one, here in this Scripture we have one of the greatest proofs, if not the greatest proof that is given in the Scriptures, that Jesus Christ was truly God and that He did perform miracles. They were not magicians' tricks, they were real, genuine, actual miracles performed by the Lord Jesus Christ before the eyes of men. A great miracle because His enemies admitted that He performed a miracle. We find here they said He performs many miracles. So they not only recognized that Lazarus being raised from the dead was a great miracle, but they recognized that all of the other miracles performed by the Lord Jesus Christ were truly miracles, and only God can perform a miracle. So they had to acknowledge that He was God in the flesh. Now, in spite of the fact that they acknowledged He was God in the flesh, whether they really openly acknowledged that or not, down in their heart they knew He must be to perform these miracles, they still refused Him. And that's what many are doing today. They are refusing, even though they know for sure and without any doubt in their mind that God's way is the best way, that the Bible is truly God's Word, and that Jesus will save those who will come to Him because He died on the cross to give them eternal life. So they rejected Him. Now, the fact that they were His enemy and yet admitted that this was a miracle was a tremendous proof of the fact that Jesus was God. Another thing that I find in the Scripture that we read this morning is that this prophecy of Caiaphas came from God, not from Caiaphas. Now, Caiaphas didn't realize that. Caiaphas did not realize that he was speaking that which God wanted him to speak. I would not dare say that he was in some kind of great spiritual insight and made this statement. I would not dare say that he was in tune with God and that he was under the power of God in his life. life to the point that he was willing to do what God wanted him to do or say what God wanted him to say. But I will say that being high priest, he was in a unique position, and God took that position that he had, and because he was going to make this statement, God had him make it in a manner that he could interpret it as being from God. That is, God interpreted here in the scripture as being from God, because he said, "Do you not know anything? That one man is going to die for the whole nation. One should die for all." Now, this is a prophecy that was made by Caiaphas when he really didn't realize that he was making a prophecy. He was simply saying that it's better for us to crucify Jesus or have him crucified by the Romans. It is better that we do that than that the whole nation lose its position under the Roman government. But yet God turned that thing around, and God will do that sometimes. He will turn around even the thoughts and the actions of evil men, and he certainly did that on this particular occasion. And then the third thing that I find here that is very, very important, and something that I think we ought to take notice of, is verse 52, "And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." Now here we have John speaking, of course, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, saying only that the Holy Spirit would tell him to say, and he adds, now, he makes the statement, Caiaphas made a prophecy. God had him to make that prophecy in the way that he did, that one should die for all. And then John interpreted that prophecy by saying, "This spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation." And that's the prophecy that he made. But we find the interpretation goes further than that. John says, "And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad." So we have here the great truth that Jesus did not die just for that nation, Israel, but he died for all nations. And we have any number of places in the scripture where the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ died for all men, and that the salvation that he paid for on Calvary is offered to all men. And so, my dear friends, I present to you this day a gospel that is for all who will receive and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who will trust him as their Savior and as their Lord. And I plead with you today, do not let this opportunity pass by. Trust Jesus today. He is the one. He is the only one. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and he will be your Savior if you will trust him right now. If you need help doing that, if you need someone to give you some instruction and help, please write. We'll send you literature that will help you, and I do hope that we will be able to do so.